This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
Eternal life. To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
To whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
Shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
Eternal life.
We believe and the hope.
We believe
that you are the Holy
are
the God.
Holy
we believe
one
and the hope
of God.
That you are the Holy God. We believe and the hope.
We believe
that you are the Holy
you are the
one. God.
Holy
we believe
one.
And the hope.
Which way shall we go?
You are the way to eternal life.
Which way shall we go?
You are the way to eternal life.
Oh, which way shall we go?
You are the way to eternal life.
Eternal life. Which way shall we go?
You are the way to eternal life.
Which way shall we go?
The way to
oh, which way shall we go?
You are the way to eternal life.
Eternal life.
We believe in the hope.
We believe
that you are the Holy
you
One.
Are the Holy
we believe
one
in the hope
of God.
That you are the Holy God. We believe in the hope.
We believe
that you are the Holy
you
One.
You are the God. Holy
we
One.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
For God to get our full and utmost attention, He takes away the captures of our attention. For God to show us His awesome, unfailing love, He allows human love to fail us and to be embittered. For God to cause us to depend on His abundance, He dries up all only to be fed by the brook by a raven. For God to feed us with means and invaluables, He asks us to feed the world with gifts He gave us. For God to help us as we journey through this ragged route, He must first see and feel our helplessness, by Ebenezer Kwei.
Thank you. a wonderful listener, and welcome to our daily devotional series, Victory in the Wilderness. We had our memory text from Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. With today's lesson, I am your host, Papa Prince, together with Pastor Felix Opoku-Jemfi. Victory in the Wilderness, and our lesson is captioned, Devil Worship. Devil Worship. I want to believe that the Lord has been so good to you all, and that you will follow this lesson because it is very, very important for our understanding with reference to the temptation that Christ had on the wilderness or in the wilderness. I want to read from Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. And the scripture records that again the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou save. And I want to as well read from Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1 to 4. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1 to 4, and the Bible records there too this way as I read. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1 to 4. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah that is over again Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thee, unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. That is Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1 to 4. And I want to add a third one before Pastor will react. And I want to read from Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. Revelation chapter 21, verse 10. And scripture records there that, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Pastor, looking at these three quotations or Bible passages I have read, what is the significance of the exceeding high mountain that Satan took Jesus to? Why, if he is to tempt Jesus, why should he take him to this mountain? And looking at Deuteronomy, and then about Moses, where God took him to, and then the Revelation, where the city is seen descending on the mountain. What is so significant about this exceeding high mountain?
All right. Thank you very much. It's mostly about the idea of Satan trying to let Jesus know he's in charge of this earth,
mm-hmm.
and that he's showing him, like he would take him to the highest place or the highest point where he could see most of the kingdoms on this earth.
Mm.
In other words, he was also comparing himself to God, as if he's the God of this universe, and mm-hmm. that he can really give this whole kingdoms to Jesus. So he says, if you will actually bow, I will give you this, as mm-hmm. if it is his property.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he had impersonated God in such a way that he was acting just as God did to his people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Moses also saw it. But the danger would have been very serious if he had listened to the devil, actually. Then it meant Jesus definitely would have seen this earth all right, but he would never experience it. He would never have it if he had bowed to him. So it's just a symbol of going to the highest point,
mm-hmm.
as Jesus can do, or God can do.
Yes.
And then the devil also doing the same thing, especially when he cites scripture to support the idea for which he wants Jesus to actually succumb to.
Yes. Then, looking at the verse 9, that is Matthew 4, verse 9, Satan saying, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
Yes.
Is he the owner? And why would he ask Jesus, as the Son of God, to worship him? Why was he demanding that worship?
Well, I think Jesus also asks almost a similar thing, in the sense that he also says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
mm-hmm.
then all these things. So it is more about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things here is an implication of he saying, I am in charge of the universe. That is for me.
Mm.
And I will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the maker of the universe who created everything.
Yes.
Now you have somebody who has usurped or supplanted him and wants to say, this is my kingdom.
Mm.
This is my kingdom. If you bow, I'll give it to you. But here is the case. Jesus came not to claim the kingdom of Satan, but to claim his own kingdom.
Thank you so much, Pastor. It has been so wonderful this morning and more insightful, and I believe it has been spirit-filled. We are not to worship the devil. It is only God who deserves our worship. So as we end it, God bless you and have a wonderful day.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray.
Sanctify my heart,
sanctify my
make
heart,
make it ready for you,
and make it ready for you.
Lord, I want to be a servant of the one who makes my dreams come true.
You make my dreams come true.
Lord, I'm ready,
Lord,
to do what you say.
Do what you say.
You are the potter.
You are the potter.
I am the clay.
I am the clay.
I am waiting. I am listening. Your purpose to fulfill. Won't you take my heart and make it yours, to do it as you will.
Sanctify my heart.
Sanctify my heart.
And make it ready for you.
And make it ready for you. Lord, I want to be a servant of the one who makes my dreams come true.
You make my dreams come true.
Sanctify my heart.
Sanctify my
heart. And make it ready for you.
And make it ready
Jesus.
For you.
Lord, I want to be a servant of the one who makes my dreams come true.
You make my dreams come true.
Jesus, guide me.
God.
The way I should go.
How I should go.
Secure and confident.
Secure and confident.
In what I should know.
What I should know.
I am longing. I am listening. Yes, this is how I feel. So unlock the mystery, my Lord, to all that you reveal.
Sanctify my heart.
And
make it ready for
you. And make
you.
It ready for you.
Lord, I want to be a servant of the world.
You're making my dreams
come true. You make my dreams come true.
Won't you set me apart?
Set me apart.
Set me apart.
Just for your purpose.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Boachi Simon. Today's sermon is entitled Keep Your Lamps Burning. Our key text will be taken from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 downwards. I read, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept." Amen. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, it's time for your servant to speak to the world. My prayer is that I have no message for the word, but my belief is that as you speak through me, the word shall have something to hear. May you speak through me in the name of Jesus. Amen. At times, maybe you just question. When you look at the book of Matthew chapter 25, it begins with the narrative of a marriage ceremony. From the pen of inspiration, we are given the background of the parable. Jesus and his disciples were on the slopes of the mountain Olives at sunset as the shadows of the evening were deepening. Jesus saw a group of ladies waiting for the bridegroom and told his story of the 10 virgins. We are also told that this is the experience illustrating the experience of the church that shall live before his second coming. Now you ask yourself, why in the evening? Never have we experienced marriage ceremony in the evening in Ghana here. Then this will prompt you to get back to the Middle East where this issue happened. And then you look at their custom of marriage. In the Oriental custom, the bridegroom goes to the house of the bride's father where he conducts his spouse to her future home. The parable opens at the point where some of his professed friends are waiting to join the procession and go in with the marriage feast. The feast comes
off in the bride's father's house, marriage ceremony in the east were conducted with the great pomp and then solemnity. Both the bridegroom and the bride were attended to by friends. They were escorted in a palanquin carried by four or more persons. After the marriage ceremony comes a feast of 7 days if the bride was a virgin, and then 3 days if she was a widow. The ceremony was done in the evening, as you can see in Jeremiah chapter 25 verses 10. Many friends and relations attended them, and beside those who went with them from the house of the bride were those of the company that came out from the bridegroom to meet and welcome them. These were probably female friends and relatives of the bridegroom who went out to welcome him and his new companion to the home. These are the 10 virgins that you see in the parable in Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 to 13. Now, in this parable, the 10 young women represent all those who profess the faith of Jesus Christ and believe in his soon coming. Hallelujah. This is why they are called virgins. All the 10 of them went out to meet the bridegroom. All the 10 of them had lamps in their hands. All the 10 of them have vessels and then oil. All the 10 of them were dressed. Beloved, all the 10 were equally virgins. All the 10 were just expecting the bridegroom. But when you read the story, Jesus just clearly differentiated between them. He just put them in a group of two, where we can see foolish of them, which were five, and then five of them, which were also very wise. This was a time that when they were waiting, as I've already said, it was in the evening, and for that matter, they went fully dressed and then with their lamps. All of them probably just filled the lamps full with oil. Now came the time that at the midnight, the bridegroom wasn't ready. The bridegroom was not coming out for them to escort him to his house. And for that matter, they just slumbered and then they slept. At the midnight is the darkest hour of the day. But also, the midnight is the hour of crisis of the day. It was at the midnight that the cry was heard. It was heard at the midnight that oil got finished. The cry or the loud shout was shouted, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming." And then when they heard that, they all just awoke from their sleep. But it was there that we saw the five foolish people who did not take oil. It was there that all of them woke up in an attempt to just meet this bridegroom. All the 10 virgins claim to be Christians. All of them claim to be called by God. All of them have names indicating their identity. All of the 10 virgins had lamps in their hands. All of them profess to be doing God's work. All of them were waiting for the second coming of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But the difference came clear in the midnight hour. At the midnight, no one will sell nor can buy. Yet that was the time they needed more oil. Much oil will you have in your lamp by the midnight? Their lamp just went off. This was the time that they needed oil. The bridegroom came, and then as the story continues, the fool just asked the wise, "Can you give us some of your oil?" They told them, "These are meant for only us. These are just meant for our lamps only. We can't just share with you because our light will also get off when we share them with you." So these people went out, and by the time they realized, the bridegroom has just passed. This same issue will be just penetrating in the end time. This same issue is what was going to happen in the end time, that as we are waiting for the Lord and Master Jesus, as we are waiting, people are just sleeping. As we are waiting, this is the time that our lamps have just gone off. As we are waiting, people are just fornicating. People are just committing all sort of sins that will make their lamps go off. And then by the time Jesus will come, we will all wake from our slumber. We will all wake from our sleepness and then realize that we have done nothing. May the good Lord help you and then grant you every great wisdom. May the good Lord give you the strength to endeavor to the end. Amen. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for speaking to your children in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come home.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.